and say every day, Laman Tisko, as you say, Schomerenz and Strayim, call you Mechayecha. Chazal Darshan, we recite in the Haggadah of Pesach. Yimei Chayecha Hayomim, it's a machloek, it's one of the shittas. Yimei Chayecha Hayomim, call you Mechayecha Halayla. It's a mitzvah and chiv of chiv, sitzis, mitzrayim, b'yomim or b'layla. What's the big stress on chiv, sitzis, mitzrayim, b'yim b'yomim, b'yim b'layla? Last week we also discussed the Mahalach on Maschilim Gnus on Masayim Mishvach. Maschilim Gnus, where we ask Pesanian to start, begin with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael, even if you get to the Shvach afterwards. But there's a very big Yisod over here, and that Yisod is based on the idea that the reason why there's such a tmidistic mitzvah of Tzchias Yisis and Tzrayim is it's always important for a person. Sfasem says something similar, not the same Nakuda, but he says something similar, that it's important for a person to appreciate just how far he's come. In other words, a person, I give you some raya, the biggest raya that there is. Aseret HaDibros is the Noich Hashem Alekecha Asher Etzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. So the Mepharshim asks already, why isn't it say Asher Baros Yishmaim Ba'oretz? Why are you mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim in Aseret HaDibros, the beginning of Aseret HaDibros? But the word is, the Nekuda the Oimek is, that to appreciate Matan Torah, how you appreciate, you could say it's such a big maimet hasina, such a moedek a maimet, so you can say that itself is appreciation. That is the Torah, no. Remember where we were. Remember that we were in Mitzrayim at some point. When you think of in such a short period of time, after being a Memtei Shari Tumah, already Mekabel Torah, then we truly appreciate really what Mamad Asina, what Kabbalah HaTorah is. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us, you know, sometimes a person, Moshe, I'm sure the first time you learned a Masechta, so you were so excited, you were finishing the Masechta, probably was Masechta Tanis, and you were finishing the Masechta as Moedik. And then if you get used to finishing Masechta, especially if you learned Afiyemi, then even if you finish Baba Batra, so you don't understand why you should make a Siyim, because you're so used to it. No, the Torah is teaching us, remember the first day, remember that. But every single person has to remember where he was originally and just how far the Rabbeinu Shalom has taken him, and especially in such a short period of time. In other words, even when a person is having a zman of behirus, that's the bechin of yoyim. To remember Yitzias Mitzrayim beyoyim means to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, even if you're steiging and it's moiridik, never forget to appreciate, never forget for 1 minute where we were and how far the Rabbeinu Shalom took us. The same chizuk is for when a person has a down. That's the rabbis, the rabbis are leilas. Kol yimechayecha, the rabbis are leilas. Leilas is not at times of a hester, it's not going well. In other words, sometimes a person is upset with his chavrusa, who is upset he didn't learn morning seder well. Think to yourself, bimarbe yitzisim, zechiris yitzisim shrayim. Think of 5 years ago, 10 years ago, a person might not have known what the word chavrusa means, and what the word baba kama means. And think of how far a person's come. Sometimes a person realizes how far he's stagged, how far he's come, so then all these little problems, he's not happy with this day, not happy with he missed a night day, he's all depressed. Years ago, if you heard the shiur from the rabbi once a week, and for half an hour you're already bored. You know, like I was in a shul once, and between mincha marav, somebody has like 10 minutes to speak. So somebody got up there, and it was like 11 minutes. And this guy, I saw a guy looking at his watch, and he's turning around, and he was going crazy. The guy said he'd speak for 10 minutes, and it was 11 minutes. It might have even been 10 and a half minutes. In other words, think of every single person where the person was. That's the choivas, it's the chisis and then it's the moedik achizah, because then it's the rabbis, it's alayla. So the person, if Klal Yisrael think of where they were in Mitzrayim, so wherever they're holding now is not a cause for depression, it's a cause for chizuk. Like cause for chizuk. So tomorrow I'll learn an afternoon seder better. But look where I've come from. That's the rabbis Ayom and the rabbis Balelis. And that's the chizuk. And that's the ikon of Sinas HaTorah was for that bechina. And that's why it's important to mention in Sinas Mitzrayim, Bayom, Balayla. Svasem says that even the other shitta there, the rabbis, Yemoisa Mashiach, that even Yemoisa Mashiach, to appreciate Yemoisa Mashiach properly, you still have to remember the chizuk in Sinas Mitzrayim. In other words, we'll see all the giluyim of Mashiach. To really appreciate it, we always have to remember where we were. And that's the nakuda. That's the Nakuda of Smichas Gula the Tvila. Just before Shemayin Esra, we talk about Yitzis Mitzrayim, how Rabbeinu Shalom took us out. And then Tvila is, we're asking for Bakoshas, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm missing Parnasa, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm missing Torah, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm missing Gizunt, Baruch Aleinu, all the different brachas. But before you're missing anything, before you start krechsing, Remember where we came from. Remember how far HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to reach to this point that Be'etzen were able to learn. Smichas Gula, the Tfilah means, you remember the Gula, remember where we were. And now, Baruch Hashem, we're missing, even if Rachman and Son, a person's missing this, a person's missing the other, but that's in fact that we can stand there in Olam Atzilus and we can daven Shmoneh Esrei, because that alone is a Mordek HaChizuk. That's the Chizuk that we have to take from these parishes. When we learn about the Shibud, we learn about how lowly we were, and then we see Baruch Hashem, our Baruch Hashem took us out. That's why Sefer Shmois is divided into two. First half is Golos and Shibud, and the second half is Matan Torah, Mishkan, the Hechzer, the highest Madregas. Baruch Hashem put them in one Sefer to realize that even when you're on the highest Madregas, nevertheless, always remember the beginning of Sefer Shmois, and then a person will really appreciate, learn to appreciate every step in life, how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is taking him, and how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is being Madrugim.